Vernon Godlittle by D.B.C. Pierre. This is one of those outrageous books that's based on a somewhat incredible concept, and that is about the importance in a criminal investigation about somebody going to the toilet. So that kind of, it sets the tone really for the novel. It is an absolute adventure from start to finish. You know, the character, the main character, Vernon Godlittle, is just, he's wacky. He has a really curious sense of what's important and what's private and the way the world works. And he is, he's under suspicion for a crime, which he claims he did not commit. But he doesn't work with the authorities and work with his legal representative to clear his name in the way that they think he should. Basically, it's a bit of an adventure. He tries to avoid being captured by the police, and he is eventually tried and convicted of the offence. But that makes it all sound very dry, and it's not dry at all. It's one of the most wonderful things about the book and about subsequent D.B.C. Pierre books that I have read are his fantastic ability to convey a sense of how words would feel on the tongue of another person, and the kind of dialect and accent and just the voice, the different voice and compulsions of other people. These characters are really, they're crazy, but they're really, really compelling. And you know, it's all shades of the rainbow. It's really fantastic, fantastic novel, really good fun. And like I say, the language is just, it's just so delightful, even though it's a somewhat dark novel. Yeah, brilliant.